Hey, this is Mike Zwick from If Not For God podcast. Our show, Stories of Hopelessness Turned into Hope. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it. Share it. But most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Nikita Koloff here. Questions and answers. Q&A with Koloff, the devil's nightmare. Hey, thanks for joining us today. And I got another great question here from Trench TV. They didn't give me a name. So we're just going to reference you as Trench TV. And great question here. I'm currently on a weight loss journey that saw significant setbacks and have gained back the weight I lost. I feel the first time was reckless with severe undereating. That's never good, just for the record. Is there a specific formula you could recommend to figure out my calorie intake, my macronutrients? And, it's interesting because I do get this question frequently. In fact, Lex Luger and I co-facilitate a camp called Man Camp. You can look that up, mancamp.info. You get more information on that. And the focus is not just physical health, although that's important, but we also focus on mental health, emotional health, spiritual health, and 'cause we want to see a well-rounded man. Right. And we usually do these in the spring and the fall. Next one will be in April. Check out the website on mancamp.info because we'll address some of this, whether it's weight loss or weight gain or just getting healthy physically. We want to help you. We're here to help. And so when you ask questions like, is there recommended, as far as calorie intake and macronutrient needs? And now, you talk to 10 people, you're going to get 10 different answers, and my take on it, as I have focused on being healthy for, gosh, coming up on half a century here, I think, close to 50 years now that I first got intrigued about being healthy. There's lots of information out there when it comes, you said knowing your macronutrients, right? I mean, know your macros, right? What carbs to have, and, because they provide the energy, right? You realize that, right? Carbs are like the gas to the engine, of your body. They provide the energy. There's high carbs that provide longer sustaining energy. There's low carbs that are more quicker burning and more quick energy. And of course, we know some of those carbs to be breads and pastas and cereals and rice and fruits and whole grains, whole wheats, vegetables, oats, potatoes, right? Beans, skim milk, quinoa, low-fat yogurt, peas. I mean, so, those kind of fall into the carb category. Some of those kind of, you're going to get some carbs, proteins, different amounts from those proteins, right? Repair the muscle. So the carbs and the energy, the protein is like the oil for the engine, right? Without take one or the other out, gas or oil out of your automobile, and neither one's going to serve you well. If you got gas but no oil, I don't know how far you'll get down the road before the engine blows up. Or if you have oil but you don't have any gas, you're not going to get too far down the road either, right? But the protein's like the oil to the engine. It repairs the muscle and specializing and that sort of thing. And of course, there's different types of proteins. There's casein protein, whey protein, chicken, lean beef, turkey bacon, tuna, fish, egg whites, are some of the ones that I might recommend. Whole eggs, cheese, salmon. What a great source of protein, ground beef, steak, and I think the key is, as I talk to people about their health and their wellness, their physical health and wellness is really focusing in on, and I know you said in your comments that you were reckless with severe under eating the first time. Yeah, that is, I think you used the right word there, reckless. My experience has been when it comes to a healthy, and I call it a lifestyle. I don't typically use the word diet. I don't like the word diet. I mean, you'll see all kinds of diets out there. You know, it's the yo-yo effect. Go on this diet, the latest fad, that diet, that. You know, you might lose some weight. I'm not saying they don't work, but I don't think you can sustain it long term. And you're just not going to drink shakes every day, all day for the rest of your life. At some point, you're going to want to eat some solid food, some real food, right? So you got to find a meal plan, and I like to call it a lifestyle that works consistently for you day in and day out. And I know for Lex and I, we had found for ourselves that, you know, we try to live a very balanced meal plan, balanced between these carbs and proteins and some healthy fats. And in case you're wondering, you know, nuts, nut butters, olives, olive oil, coconut oil, avocado, egg yolk, flaxseed, chia seed, you know, would be some examples of healthy fats. I'm not a big calorie counter guy. I just never have been. I don't weigh things on the scale. I don't count macros. I just don't. I just know it's kind of been a trial and error, if you will. I've just learned over the years what's worked well for me and eating lean, clean, and green. And then once a week, giving myself some treat meals or a treat day, where I can reward myself for eating lean, clean, and green. And so, you know, Lex and I have learned to live what we call, you know, balanced eating lifestyle, you know, between proteins and carbs, right? The gas and the oil, and inserting some healthy fats into that throughout the day. And then eating more frequently. So we're not, you know, most Americans, or a lot of Americans, I should say, maybe, you know, I'm not a breakfast person. So they skip breakfast and they grab a quick lunch or something, if anything, you know, and then they sit down at night and eat this big, huge, gigantic meal and then wonder. I call it the compound effect. You know, that's not going to affect you today or tomorrow or maybe even next week. But if you compound that over 20, 30 years, all of a sudden you find out you're 50, 60, 70 pounds overweight and you're trying to figure out why. Well, it's a simple error in judgment versus a simple discipline practiced every day where you eat frequent small meals, small balanced meals, balanced between carbs and proteins, balanced throughout the day, frequently throughout the day. I like to say about every 2-3 hour window, a little something, just something. I mean, if you have an apple and go, oh, that's healthy, right? Yeah, but what did you insulate that with? In other words, what did you balance that with protein-wise? So grab a handful of almonds, grab 10, 12 almonds and eat with that apple. And it just helps to keep your metabolism, what I call a fat burning mode versus a fat storing mode. So if you can consistently eat small, balanced meals frequently throughout the day, controlling your portions, right? Portion control. I believe compounding that over time, and you're just very consistent with that, you're going to see results, not overnight, but you're going to see results over time and hopefully get to that point of where you find yourself healthier or reaching your health goals. And you know, I typically will ask too, or really I could have even opened with this, but why do you want to be healthy? Why? What's your reason? What's the desire? What's driving you with this desire to be healthy? Because that really at the foundation, you need to figure that out first and foremost. I can teach you all the how-tos. You can come to Bandcamp, and Lex and I can show you how to do it, what to do, and exercise, and write up a regimen for you and all of that. But you really need to let it sink in deep. Write it down, make it plain. It's almost kind of biblical. Write it down, make it plain. And then have it in front of in plain view every day, where you can remind yourself why you want to be healthy. And then as you make that decision, then as you're learning the how-tos become much easier to implement, and you're more likely to stick with it and not be bouncing like a yo-yo up and down with your weight, but you're able to reach a weight that you're happy with. And I'm a big goal setter, and so you'd even want to write those goals. So trench TV sent in these questions about weight loss and getting healthy. I hope that was helpful. And again, I would encourage you to go to mancamp.info and check out our website. Maybe I'll come to your community. I do a one-day conference called Man Up where I talk about this as well. And so maybe I'll come to your church or your community, reach out to your pastor, encourage him to consider having me in for this one-day conference. I appreciate, too, the other part of that question, another part of your email was I always a man of faith, or did I find my way to Christ after wrestling? And the answer to that question is it was after wrestling. I was not always a man of faith. But I was led to the foot of the cross to grab the old rugged cross, 17 October 1993, about 11 months after I left wrestling. And I had a genuine, real encounter at the altar with Jesus. I met the man Jesus, and life has never been the same since. And it has been a roller coaster of a ride, but one I would not change for all the money in the world. As far as, whether it was received among my peers, my other wrestling buddies, after the fact, since it happened after the fact, I did hear stories of guys, didn't really believe it or thought it was just a gimmick, just something I was just trying to do to make a payday or something. But many of them, some of them have come to learn that no, I really do love Jesus. Nikita Koloff really does love Jesus. Some may not accept that, but they acknowledge that, let's just say. And then I've had the privilege of really discipling and or mentoring a number of the guys. Uncle Ivan, I was instrumental in inviting him to a revival where he gave his life to the Lord and had the privilege of discipling Uncle Ivan. Lex Luger, April 23rd, gave his life to the Lord, 2006. I've had the privilege of discipling and mentoring him over these last number of years, and now many years, we co-facilitate this camp called Man Camp, and we've done a lot of other ministry together. I've had the privilege of discipling Sting, the wrestler Sting. He used to fly to his house about once every quarter, about four times a year, and just spend time with him and his sons and just pouring into them and speaking into them as well. And so I just encourage you, as you're looking to be more physically healthy, don't discount or don't neglect being mentally healthy, emotionally healthy, and most of all, and really honestly, most importantly, spiritually healthy. And then know why. Why do you want to be healthy? Trench TV, thank you so much for sending in these questions. I hope that was helpful. Thank you for tuning in to Q&A with Koloff, and look forward to talking to you next time. God bless you.
This is the Truth Network.